State Highway Patrol says 8 people were killed in 7 crashes on Ohio's roadways this Thanksgiving holiday. That is the fewest number of deaths reported since 2018, when 7 people were killed. Of the 8 killed, 3 were not wearing a safety belt, and 1 crash involved impaired driving. Intel's CEO has stepped down before the company was able to complete the 4-year plan to restore their lead in making the fastest and smallest chips. Pat Gelsinger's resignation comes less than a week after more than $7 billion from the CHIPS Act was released to the company, including money for a new facility in New Albany. The Ohio EPA is cleaning up the former home of Matlack Incorporated on Mill Street in Pataskala with a price tag of $10 million. The company used the site for tanker washing between 1954 and 1989. The tanker trucks carried industrial wastes, and the waste was released into the infiltration ponds until 1980. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Brett Ernest, who has served as the executive director of the Newark Downtown Partners, will be leaving that position he's had for 12 years at the end of this year. During his tenure, the nonprofit has been involved in numerous projects, including the arcade restoration in Newark. Patrick Sullivan has been tapped to replace Ernest. This past Thanksgiving holiday weekend, Ohio saw 8 fatalities and 7 crashes, marking the lowest death toll since 2018, which recorded 7 deaths. Of the 8 fatalities, 3 were not wearing seatbelts, and 1 crash was linked to impaired driving. New Albany residents gave input last night during the U.S. 62 Interchange Focus Area Plan public workshop, focusing on the future of a 573-acre area near 62 and Route 161. City leaders are still asking for feedback on the character, size, location, extent of public investments, and private development throughout that study area. I'm Eric Brown reporting.